Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Emotions are raw all around the world as the war between Israel and Hamas escalates. Jonathan Dekel-Chen is a professor at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. He and several of his adult children have long lived on the Nir Oz kibbutz, as he told us, a peacenik farming commune on the Gaza border in Israel. The professor was away on business Saturday morning. His 35-year-old son, Sagi, was there with his pregnant wife and two little girls when Hamas militants entered the kibbutz. Now, Jonathan is on the line. He wants his son's story heard. We warn you, it is tender. Jonathan, it's certainly impossible for, I imagine, you to hear through your adult children as this was all unfolding, but what happened to your son and his family?
Just a moment.
I'm sorry.
Well, a little after 6 in the morning on Saturday, my son went to go to work on a pet project of his about 200, 250 yards from his home on the kibbutz, leaving his sleeping wife and two beautiful little girls. Within minutes, he began observing a large number of Hamas terrorists moving quickly through the kibbutz, heavily armed, well-trained, and precisely organized. He and one or two other people who were up that early raised the alarm on the kibbutz, and people began locking themselves in bomb shelters, safe rooms that are attached to all of our homes. Once he had spotted them, put up the alarm, he went to make sure that his wife and daughters were safe inside the security room, and he went outside along with many of the other young men on the kibbutz and not so young men. These young men decided that the best way to protect their families was to be out of the bomb shelters, distracting them for those who were armed to return fire. This went on for approximately 2.5 hours. Our expectation was that the Israeli army would show up for reasons that we don't understand yet. And our army will have to answer for, and our government will have to answer for. The army only arrived on our kibbutz in the mid-afternoon. In any case, Sagi was in communication with other young men and with his wife until 9:30.
After the end of that communication, we know that homes were burned down with people in them, that homes were attacked, people were attacked, people were killed. First of all, how is your daughter-in-law? How are the children?
Well, my beautiful daughter-in-law and granddaughters are, of course, traumatized by all of this.
But they survived.
Avital, his wife, heard her husband and others struggling in the terrorist and hand-to-hand combat. That experience has traumatized not just my daughter-in-law and her kids, but everyone else. All of the survivors are traumatized.
Jonathan, this is, first of all, how are you? Are you okay? Because I can't imagine having to repeat this, even though you wanted to.
Am I okay? No, of course not. This is my struggle to free Sagi, or at the very least, ascertain if he's alive. And not just Sagi, the other 150 missing people, some of them confirmed captives and others not. These are my friends, my neighbors. These are teachers and nurses, students, farmers. We know nothing about who is actually in captivity and what their condition is.
You mentioned already, you alluded to this was a failure on the part of your government. And now we're watching bombs rain on Gaza. Your son may be there, along with 150 others. How are you weathering this?
Well, I, like the other 150 families, desperately want our loved ones back, or at least to know that they're alive. And we would do anything that we can to get them home, and for them to continue to fulfill their dreams and ours as well. But there's something else that's true. If there's going to be any peace ever between Israel and the Palestinian people, Hamas is not the Palestinian people. Hamas must be eradicated. I'm an old-time peacenik. So all I've ever worked towards and hoped for is peace for my kids and my grandkids. And I don't know what my government is going to do. You know, whatever the failures in the past, I have no idea what their plans are. But Hamas must be utterly eradicated. not just for Israel, I believe also for the Palestinian people in Gaza, who are also captives in a way.
Jonathan Dekelchen, father of Sagi, one of many Israelis still unaccounted for after the Hamas brutal attack on his kibbutz on Saturday. Jonathan, professor, I'm so sorry, and we're wishing all the best for you and your family and your son.
I greatly appreciate this opportunity. Thank you, Robert. Be well.